Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, May 20th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1217. The International Criminal Court will seek arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. A panel of three judges will decide whether to issue the arrest warrants and allow a case to proceed against Netanyahu, Sinwar, as well as Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and two other senior Hamas officials. The judges are expected to take 2 months to decide. The prosecutor of the ICC said he has evidence that Netanyahu and Gallant are responsible for the starvation of civilians, willful killing or murder, intentionally directing attacks against a civilian population as a war crime, and intentionally and systematically deprived the civilian population in all parts of Gaza of objects indispensable to human survival. Netanyahu called the ICC's decision an utter distortion of reality that will not stop us from waging our just war against Hamas. Biden, meanwhile, called the decision outrageous, saying there is no equivalence, none, between Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, prosecutors who charged Trump with 34 felony counts rested their case in the election interference trial involving falsified business records. After the prosecution rested its case, Trump's lawyers called two witnesses, including Robert Costello, a lawyer who has publicly accused Michael Cohen of lying. Separately, Cohen admitted that he stole $30,000 from the Trump Organization as a form of self-help after his bonus had been cut by two-thirds. At one point, the judge briefly cleared the courtroom after Costello repeatedly made comments under his breath from the stand during objections by prosecutors. Costello is set to return to the stand tomorrow for cross-examination, and the defense said they do not expect to call any more witnesses. Once the defense rests, the judge says he plans to send the jury home until closing arguments the day after Memorial Day. Meanwhile, Trump's attorneys asked the judge to dismiss the case. At the same time, Rudy Giuliani was served notice of his Arizona indictment related to the scheme to overturn the 2020 election results. Giuliani was served papers by two agents of the Arizona Attorney General's office at his 80th birthday party in Palm Beach, Florida. Hours earlier, Giuliani posted a photo of himself with friends and wrote, "If Arizona authorities can't find me by tomorrow morning, one, they must dismiss the indictment. Two, they must concede they can't count votes." Moving on, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito sold shares of Anheuser-Busch during last year's conservative boycott of Bud Light over its partnership with a transgender social media influencer. Alito sold between $1,000 and $15,000 worth of stock in Anheuser-Busch in mid-August 2023 and purchased Molson Coors stock on the same day, this during the height of a manufactured anti-trans campaign targeting the brewer. In November, the Supreme Court adopted its first-ever code of conduct, which directs the justices to refrain from political activity. And finally, Justice Alito also flew an upside-down American flag at his home after the January 6th riot at the Capitol. At the same time the symbol of the so-called Stop the Steal movement was flying outside of Alito's home, the court was still considering whether to take up a Republican challenge to the presidential election results. Although the court declined to consider the case, Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch said it deserved the court's attention and that a decision would provide invaluable guidance for future elections. Alito denied any involvement whatsoever in the flying of the flag, instead blaming his wife for briefly flying the upside-down American flag in response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs. The Supreme Court is currently deciding two cases related to Trump and his supporters' efforts to overturn the results of the election. The decisions will affect the 350 pro-Trump rioters involved in the January 6th attack on the Capitol and whether Trump has immunity from prosecution on election interference charges. Notably, the wife of Clarence Thomas attended the January 6th Stop the Steal rally to protest Biden's election. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.